Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. And I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today, how small businesses are responding to lost tax deductions like sports tickets and the best cities for college grads to launch their careers. Those stories after this. Great news! There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. All it takes is 15 minutes to find out if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. And Geico offers coverage for more than just car insurance. Got a motorcycle? Geico's got you covered. Got an RV? Covered. Got a boat? Covered. How about homeowners or renters insurance? You bet Geico's got you covered. And there's so much more Geico could help with. Plus, don't forget the discounts. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. That's geico.com. Lost tax deductions after this. You don't often find the words business and friendly in the same sentence, let alone the same state, unless, of course, you're talking about Michigan. Michigan's business-friendly practices helped it become a leader in industries that range from agribusiness and cybersecurity to aerospace and defense. In fact, Michigan is ranked among the top 10 states for major new and expanded facilities, which makes Michigan more than business-friendly. It makes Michigan business smart. To learn more, visit MichiganBusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. Small business owners are responding to changes in the tax law that reduce or eliminate some popular deductions for meals, entertainment, and transportation, though many of the fine points are unclear. For example, a wholesale distributor plans to replace some expense account lunches with open houses for customers. A marketing firm has stopped reimbursing employees' commuting expenses and is giving them raises instead. A tax audit defense firm is giving up its season tickets to Sacramento Kings basketball games. It's a story by Wall Street Journal senior special writer Ruth Simon. Ruth, what's up here?
So the new tax law did a couple things. One thing it did on the side that makes many business owners happy is that it cut rates. But what it also did is set up some new limits on deductions for, we'll call them perks, lots of people like. This includes sporting tickets, certain kinds of meals, also employee transportation benefits. And so one of the things that's happening as a result of that is many business owners, and particularly small business owners, are taking a close look at their spending, and if it's not if it's not deductible, if they're not getting as much of a deduction or any deduction now, they're thinking hard about whether they want to continue making that outlay.
Wow. All right. So small businesses are disproportionately affected here?
I think all kinds of businesses are going to look at their spending, but there are a couple of reasons that small businesses are the first to react. First of all, for most big companies, they're set up as something called a C Corp, and their tax rate was reduced to 21%. And that means the value of the deductions is worth less than it was. Most small businesses are set up as something called a pass-through, which basically means that taxes are paid through the owner's returns, and they're taxed at top rates of 29.6% to 37%, which makes them more sensitive to the changes. Small businesses also tend to respond more quickly and be more sensitive to tax rate changes and to operate with thinner margins. So they're the first ones who are giving this a hard look.
Well, I forget which one it was, but I think there was a company you said already had cut expenses on that type of stuff by 70% through the first quarter.
Right. I had a company called Talent Resources, which is a celebrity influencer marketing firm, which does a lot of entertaining. And there's a real question about what of those expenses were going to be deductible. And so instead of taking clients out for dinner or drinks for nice meals, what they've done is they're starting to do mixers in their corporate office. They bring in a bartender, the interns plan the events, and spending is way down. They seem to be happy. It's, you know, what you find is small businesses are trying to adapt. Now, I will say some business owners are going to look at their spending and they're going to say this provides value, but others will not. One of the other things that we've seen is a lot of business owners taking a real hard look at their sporting tickets.
Yeah, which are so expensive, obviously. But as you point out, though, some of those teams are looking for ways to help, right?
Teams are trying to figure out what they can do. Is there a way for them to figure out, are there certain expenses that will remain deductible? Let's say you get tickets and have your name on a billboard of your company. Is there a way to separate out the marketing expense from the ticket expense? I think they're still looking at it. One of the things we know about the tax law is parts of it aren't so clear yet, so people are trying to understand it. But I have talked to small business owners who've given up season tickets. I talked to someone who had a number of business owners along with his own business who partnered on a set of tickets. Three of the six of them decided they didn't want to do it after the tax law changed. So it is something that's getting the team's attention.
Well, we're speaking with Wall Street Journal senior special writer Ruth Simon. She's written a piece entitled Season Tickets, Steak Dinners, Small Firms Rethink Client Events After Losing Tax Break. There was one firm, too, that I think you said, like, the woman had the invoice for the Los Angeles Rams season tickets on her desk and still was waiting for some sort of clarification or justification, right?
Yeah, when I had interviewed her and I came back and she still hadn't decided. And she also has already made some other changes. She decided that her firm wasn't going to hold its annual Client Appreciation Day at the Los Angeles Angels Stadium, which was for clients and employees, because she's not certain if the cost of the event is still deductible. Her employees are doing some other things for team building. They're serving meals once a month at a foundation that serves at-risk youth. One of the things, as I think I said, is that there are some questions about what is still deductible because of the way the law is written.
Yeah. So who's going to determine that? Some sort of clever tax person or a lawyer?
Well, I think there are a couple things. Many lawyers are waiting for guidance from the Internal Revenue Service as they write rules or provide other guidance to implement this. On some of these things, what happens on these and other areas we're looking at, you may have folks who are a little aggressive and test the law, but I think right now people are looking for a little more information.
Thanks, Ruth. Wall Street Journal senior special writer Ruth Simon. LinkedIn is more than the world's largest professional network. It's also a better way to find talent. With 70% of the U.S. workforce already on LinkedIn, there's no better place to search for your next great employee. Businesses rate LinkedIn jobs 40% higher than job boards at delivering quality candidates because LinkedIn considers skills, experiences, location, and more to match and promote your job to potential candidates. 22 million professionals view and apply to jobs on LinkedIn every week in every industry. You know the hiring process can be tough, and if you don't get it right, turnover can be costly and frustrating. If you're not using LinkedIn for your hiring needs, you're missing out. Go to linkedin.com/now and get a $50 credit towards your first job post. That's linkedin.com/now for your $50 credit today. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn.com/now for a $50 credit. New survey from WalletHub.com finds that Salt Lake City is the best spot for recent college grads to start a career when it comes to professional opportunity and quality of life. The survey measured things like the number of entry-level opportunities, monthly average starting salary, unemployment rate, annual job growth rate, workforce diversity, job security, and job satisfaction. After Salt Lake City came Orlando, Atlanta, Charleston, South Carolina, and Tempe, Arizona. Highest monthly average starting salaries adjusted for cost of living, Durham, North Carolina, and Tacoma, Washington, which tied for the top spot. Then it was Houston, Austin, and Fort Worth, Texas. Charleston and Orlando tied for most entry-level jobs. Detroit and Nampa, Idaho, tied for fastest job growth. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report can be found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.